Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Colleen. You're on the Blog Talk Network. And today we have one of the incredible General Hospital kid actors who's the beginning Emmy, I think. Podu Farasi is here today, and let me see if this is him. Podu, is that you? Hello? Okay. That wasn't him. So, let me see. Hello, welcome on Daytime After Dark.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Veronica.
Hey, V. Okay, well, you called him from another number, I forgot. But don't worry, I will let you on when he comes on, so don't worry.
Okay. No, that's no problem. I'll hold.
715, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Porter?
No, my name's Michael.
Oh, okay, Michael. When Porter gets here, I will make sure you get to talk to him. Don't worry.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So, here he is. Okay, people. You love him on General Hospital as Danny Morgan. He is one of the best, younger actors, in daytime right now, Podu Farasi. And he was just on Stephen Bradford. So if you want to go look at that video, but after also go for that. And let me welcome Podu. Hey, Podu.
Hello. Hi, Carly.
Oh,
how's it going?
I love you. I mean, you the other day on DH were incredible.
Thank you so much.
You sing with
Danny and Jason were amazing, and I'm glad you didn't freak out about, the handcuffs. Besides, just so you know, your dad did not kill Franco, okay?
He would not kill Franco, no.
I mean, because he loves your brother's sake too much to do that. I mean, yes. Was Franco his favorite person? Probably not. But he would not do that to Jake or Danny or even Cameron. I mean, this is one of the biggest stories of the year, actually. And my
he would not do that to Jake.
I love it that you're back. I missed you during COVID. I love it when you're on screen. I mean, I want to see the Morgan Rubber Boy back on screen. In fact, I would love it if I could get you and Hudson on the same show because I love the brother connection, and I don't think they've really done it like a brother scene in a while with you two. So I would rather see that because I think you guys are brothers and that's special. And, and also Scout, which I love Scout. I love your sister, I'm trying to get Ella back on the show too because I love all you guys. You guys are so talented. That if you guys don't get an Emmy this year, I am going to California and talking to the Emmy people for you because your dialogue for the past you has been amazing. You know, you never disappoint me. But how was it for you? Because this was the first time I believe that you were working with Kelly, and the other Kelly, not your mom, Kelly Thumbard, who played bridge. How was that for you? Because I love her.
Yeah, she's really awesome. I definitely learned a lot from her. She seemed very nice. I met her on set, and she did a really great job with her scenes with Mr. Steve. And, Miss Kelly was super great.
So, you were on Bradford and Steve Show the other day. And
yep.
So, Mr. Steve promised you the Nintendo or Game Boy?
The Xbox.
I'm dying to know.
So, I've been wanting an Xbox ever since I was 6 years old, and I went on Mr. Steve's podcast, and he's like, hey, buddy, do you have an Xbox yet? And I said, no, not yet. And, like, I kind of, as a joke, he was like, tell your mom to send me your address, and I'll send you an Xbox. And I thought it was a joke, but after the podcast was done, he asked my mom what her address was, and my mom she gave it to him, and a couple of days later, I had an Xbox in the mail from Mr. Steve.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't kidding, Poto. I just had this feeling, and, okay, just be careful with the Xbox. Don't talk to strangers with the games. I have nephews who, they love it.
My mom has a lot of privacy settings.
Well, you know, I mean, nowadays with everything, sometimes, all the games are fun, don't get me wrong, but I think sometimes you need to, have the parent lockup, because it's just a new thing, but I'm so happy you got it, because it is reminding me of my nephew who was saving up for a bike, and it was like $2,200, okay, and with, he was begging everyone in sight, and, of course I was going to help him out, but then he was able to find a bike for $1,300, and so now he's,
very, very
happy about it. So I am so happy that you got you. And was that the first time that you ever talked to Bradford?
Yes.
But you guys haven't had scenes together, right? Yet? Or is that coming up?
Yeah, that was the first time I had met Bradford. I have not done a scene with him yet. I've just I met him on the podcast that day.
Well, because I would love to see you, Danny and Spinelli together, because besides Uncle Sonny, who's not dead, by the way, he's not dead. So Spinelli has been your dad's best friend on screen for 10 years. Spinelli will do anything for your dad,
Yeah.
You and Carly, right now there's a whole breakout sale thing going on. And I don't know if you watch the show. Do you watch the show sometimes or not?
Every now and then. I'll peek on and I'll watch it.
I think you should watch it 2 weeks ago when your brother, Hudson, was fighting Miss Cameron about, Dad did not do this, and Cam is just so on Zeke about it and was really unfair. And Jocelyn said, wait a moment, he did not do this. So, all Jocelyn, who's your dad's goddaughter, and Danny is all know that, he did not do this. So I know I never want to get a kid fired. So, but will you be appealing Mo on General Hospital in the next couple of weeks? Do they have any Mo time for you? What's going on with that?
I hope so. I mean, as of right now, I don't think that I'll be on yet, but that could change, like, today, you know? I could, it's always a possibility that I will go on and film, but as of right now, I'm not currently up.
Because I think you would be great performing at the Nurses Ball. You and they doing act or one of the kids, I think it's great because they usually have the kids doing the Nurses Ball Week. And except, you know, last year really they only could do the teens, you know, the higher ages because of COVID. So how has it been for you with COVID? And your schooling and everything. I know you're homeschooling, so that kind of helps. But how has it been for you?
COVID has, COVID has just been tough, not necessarily specifically for us and my family, it's just for our town and really the entire United States right now. It's just everything's kind of, I mean, slowly but surely, it's opening back up, which is great. But during kind of the whole pandemic state, everything was kind of closed down. But luckily for me, I was an actor and I was already homeschooling, so that was kind of a win.
Well, yeah, you know, because I mean, my nieces in Idaho. Decided they wanted to do the hybrid for the rest of the year. And my nephew and my other niece decided to go back because my niece is, you know, a senior. So, you know, that was like she really wanted it. You know, go back for her senior year, but I did not blame her for. But how was it for you that, especially last summer, was it hard for you guys to, you know, really that, you know, everything was closed down? You couldn't even go to Disneyland with Disneyland and now open people. How was that for you?
Last summer, everything was kind of closed down. Yeah, like you said, there was no Disneyland or a lot of Universal Studios or Knott's Berry Farm. Everything was kind of just closed down, so we stayed inside. But my hope is that everything will kind of get back to normal here in a little bit.
Well, in Seattle, where I live, we might be going back to phase two. I'm really hoping we don't, but I have this bad feeling we will. And, you know, I think that, you know, in your lifetime, you never seen something like this. But neither have I. You know, and I feel so bad for every kid out there because, you know, you want to hang out with your friends. You want to do normal stuff, and you can't. You know, I mean, and that summer, even for me, was the first summer of me staying home all summer long. Total, I was bored, you know, except for the show. So what have you, do you guys have any summer plans yet? Now that, you know, is almost opening up, have you guys decided what you want to do? Because it's May and it's going to be almost the summer.
Yeah, let's see, summer plan. I can't wait for this summer because, I mean, I think here in Orange County, it's slowly opening back up then compared to, like, last summer. So, I mean, we have an RV. I'm sure that we'll be doing a lot of camping trips and fishing and stuff, but I have a junior guard thing that I will be doing a couple weeks from now. It's just where you swim around at our local pier, and you do junior lifeguards there, so I'm really looking forward to that this summer. And then a little later in August, I'm actually going to a skate park camp that's Woodward. I really can't wait for that either.
Oh, that sounds fun. I mean, you know, I'm not like a camper. You know, I would just go for the hotel for camping. But, like, I did the fishing all growing up, and, you know, something you need to learn that to catch a great fish, you have to be out there at 5 in the morning to catch
the big old fish.
Good fish. Yeah, I mean, that's what I learned anyway. And don't fall into the water. I always go in the water when I fish, so don't fall in the water.
My mom did that one.
Your mom did? Oh, my God. Your mom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel a pain. So you were on last week or the week. No, last week. Okay. So did you have any other projects coming up?
Do I have any other parts coming up?
Like,
projects,
you know, like movies or TVs?
I mean, I worked on some stuff this kind of month last month. That's a little confidential. I can't really say a whole lot about it, but, I mean, I kind of worked on some stuff.
Yeah, I totally understand. I mean, I think, you know, you will be great on Grey's Anatomy. I mean, you know, like a, you know, episode because, you know, it's right next door. So, you know, you don't have to go that far for that. And, you know, I just want to say because I know we haven't had you on. When you were doing the pro scenes, when the floating web, you know, kind of exploded, and you were hanging out with Cameron and Deb, and your dad had to go, Mr. Steve had to go make a phone call. I wanted to know, so you were playing Pooh really well. I mean, you were doing an awesome job. So are you a really good Pooh?
I know how to play pool. I wouldn't say I'm like a really good pool player, but I know how to play pool. I mean, I'm pretty decent at it, so it kind of came when I saw that we were playing pool. I'm glad it wasn't something like I didn't know how to do. Mr. Steve, he definitely gave me some tips, and I think he did know how to play pool as well, so he kind of helped me out with that.
Well, it's a very tricky sport, and my grandparents had a pool table, and I wasn't very good, but put this way, the pool stick ended up almost breaking a window.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
Because I lost control of the stick, and yeah, it's not good. But how
it happens
with video games, because there was a scene with you and Deb and Cameron playing video games, and you look like you mastered that. So are you the king of video games?
I think I can confidently say yeah. I mean, with the Xbox, Mr. Steve just got me. I've definitely been just doing stuff. And we were acting that day.
Oh, well, you really pulled it off because I really believe, like, you were the best video gamer ever. So you really played it off to the audience really well. And, you know, when you died and you left and then it exploded for a while, we didn't know what happened to you. And I was almost in tears, by the way, because, you know, you left your hat and Carly found your hat. And it was so hard on your mom when she came and couldn't find you guys. And, like, when your grandfather Julian, who, you know, sort of died, you know, picked up your hat, it was like scary for a lot of people. Like, wait, did they just kill Danny off?
Oh my goodness.
But no, luckily you ended back at Grandma Monica's. And, you know, you should tell Mr. Frank, you need a couple of scenes with Annabelle, too. I love you and, you know, you with the dog. I think the dog and you, I think you need to spend more time with the dog. You know, because there was a whole, you know, whole thing. And I better take some calls because I forgot about them, but my other host could not be here today, Nadia, so she says she was sorry, and Maggie couldn't be here, too, and my friend Marcus, who's a powerless journalist, I think he interviewed you. He wanted me to tell you hi, because he couldn't call in either. So, yeah, let me take some calls.
Hi, Marcus. Hi, Nadia. Hi, guys.
Yeah, yeah. 715, you're on mail.
Hello?
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Marcus.
Hi.
No,
this is Mike.
Oh, Mike. Hi, Mr. Mike.
Hi. I just wanted to call and say hi, so. Don't really have a question. I like you as Denny on Jenna Hospital. So.
Thank you. Hey, thank you for watching that. I have a lot of fun doing that, and I really love that you guys watch it.
Yeah, so, I just called to say hi, so keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mike. Hey, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you.
Yeah, please call in whenever you can because we have Jenna Hospital Stars on periodically. Just go to our website and you'll find out who we have on more and more. So thank you so much for calling. I'm going to put you on hold. And so now, Bobby... Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Porter.
Hey, Bobby. How's it going?
It's going fine. Well, you got to thank your TV dad, Mr. Steve, for that Xbox that he gave you. And you owe his kids some birthday gifts and some Christmas gifts once the holidays come.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just want to just say... I hope you're enjoying yourself, and hopefully, if it has not been open yet, Disneyland is open. Maybe you can take advantage with your Disney pass that they give all the ABC employees.
Yeah, that would be fun. Look forward to going back to Disneyland when it opens up.
Yeah, because I don't know if it's open yet or not. Because I think the one in Florida already opened, but the one in L.A. In Anaheim, I don't know if it's been open yet, but hopefully that'll be a great way to take advantage. But I just wanted to say you're doing a great job, and I'm glad you're bonding together with your everybody. Who would you really like to work with the most that you haven't worked with yet on the show? If you have a scene with.
Who would I like to work? Let's see. I think I would definitely. I haven't worked with Mr. Hudson yet. Hudson, I would really like to have a scene with. I met him one day on set in like a set class, and he was really nice. And hopefully, I would really like to get a scene done with Hudson if that is in the future. That's definitely who I look forward to working with.
Well, that's awesome because I know that Jake is actually Jason's son as well. So that'd be possibly just doing a little bit of bonding together with you two. But you did some great bonding with everybody else on the show. But and especially with what you were telling me about, and just while I was on hold. But I just hope that you have a great rest of the school year and great summer, and tell your mom Happy Mother's Day on Sunday, and
I will.
And come back, and you're welcome anytime back.
Thank you so much, Bobby. Hey, I really appreciate you talking to me.
Oh, yeah, Bobby, you did great. You did great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Bobby.
And my last host, Veronica, is here. Hey, B.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Porter. My name is Veronica Robles. I'm calling from Houston, Texas. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. I'm pretty good. What about you, Veronica?
I'm good. I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show, Porter. We really appreciate this tremendously. I am a huge fan of your character, Danny, and you're doing a wonderful, wonderful job on the show. Definitely you need to be on more, but you're doing great.
Yeah.
And I have two quick questions. My first question is, what do you love about your character, Danny Morgan?
What do I love about Danny? I definitely love that he's kind of grown up with Jason, his dad, and just like he's kind of like in the life of, you know how like Jason is in some things that like aren't always cool, and I like how this Danny is just growing up kind of within that, not always as like a normal child would, but like in kind of a cool fan, you know?
Oh, that is awesome. And then my last question is, who is the funniest person in the cast on General Hospital? Who's the funniest? Who's like the funniest ever on like the funniest on the show? Who's the funniest character?
Definitely, the funniest person on this General Hospital, on set, on screen, is Miss Kelly Monica. She's
awesome.
So funny. She cracks me up every single day I'm there.
That is awesome, and you guys are doing so great, definitely, and I am a huge fan of Kelly's character, Sam, and definitely, you guys are doing so great, and just keep up the work, and definitely looking forward to seeing you on the show, and congratulations, and continued success, and definitely have a great summer, and happy Mother's Day to your mom.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Veronica, for coming on.
Awesome, and you have a good day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And, Purdue, tell your mom anytime. I love working with your mom. She is one of the most wonderful managers of kids ever, and she is always so polite and always great getting you on here. So tell your mom you get the stuff that, you know, you can talk about, please come back because we would love to hear about it.
Thank you. Yeah, you're right. My mom is definitely one of the best moms in the world.
Okay, and have a great summer.
Thank you, Carly. You too. Hey, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate all these interviews. They're really fun.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye, Carly. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye. So let me bring on Bobby.
That was a great interview.
Yeah. You know, it was.
It was. It was a great interview. Hi, Bobby.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, Veronica.
And so I have breaking news for you guys. I am so proud of myself. Tomorrow is the last day we will have two shows a day because, I had this great upgrade with Blog Talk. But, you know, it was like $100 a month.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of pricey, you know. And Nadia, you know, and I were, you know, doing it, but we both know that we cannot keep paying $100 forever.
It's expensive.
So, tomorrow, I am so happy to announce on Daytime After Dark, the first time on the show, we have Louise Sewell, Vivian, Alamein, Kiriakis.
Awesome.
You know, every other last name I can think of. She will be on, and let me see what time. Let's see. Yeah, she will be on at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. your time. Be right through, yeah. And then,
what's this again?
Vivian from Days of Our Life.
Oh, Louise.
The first Vivian.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then at 5 o'clock, we have country music star Zay Allen on the show.
Awesome.
So, you know, we are getting, you know, a lot of people on here, you know. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, during the summer, you know, when everything, you know, finally, you know, kind of goes down for us, you know, I really, you know, want to be able to, you know, might take a week or two off. Whenever Washington, Seattle, you know, restrictions, you know, are not that crazy. I'm just hoping to, you know, go to Oregon because I haven't been there in a year and a half. I haven't seen my cousin in so long. I miss her like crazy.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we all been trapped in our houses and held hostage for this long.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we did work, Bobby. As you know, we worked the whole summer last year, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's summer nights. So sometimes we don't get the guests on a lot because of it's summer. You know, so, you know, yeah, and also I want to say, I was very, very sad to wake up Saturday morning or Sunday morning and to find out Olympia Dukakis, who was in my favorite movie, Steel Magnolia, died. She was great in Steel Magnolias and Tomb of the Demon. Yeah, I think, you know, so what did you guys do over the weekend?
Nothing much for me. I was listening to a lot of stuff on my podcast. I'm just up to date with the podcast that I was catching up with.
Oh, okay. And what about you, Nanda? I mean, Veronica, what did you do?
Just packing and resting.
You know, it just felt like this weekend kind of, went so fast. You know, it felt like really weird. And, oh, I want to apologize. I was wrong. Yeah. Olympia Dukakis was in Steel Magnolias, but also Moonstruck. Law and Order SUV, which is my favorite. It just feels like we have been losing the more of the great actors. Actors and actors of our times, and like I'm You know, every time I hear about someone dies, I'm like, not again. So, and then my guide said, we will be back on tomorrow at 2 p.m. my time. And then we have Larissa will at 2, and then we have the Aaron at 5 p.m. my time, 8 p.m. Nadia's time, Bobby time, 7 p.m. Veronica's time. So, you know, and I had a good weekend. I just tried to relax. But you guys, it was a great episode. And don't worry, Veronica, I will download it tonight.
Okay. That is awesome. Well, you guys have a good day and stay busy.
You too. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.